Well, let's pick up with us here with the pasuk Yud. Again, we're skipping the last few lines of the B'yai Goran pasuk Tes. Let's take a look at pasuk Yud with us. Kisavu chochma v'libecha v'das l'nafshecha yinam. What does the Gaon say? Kisavu chochma v'libecha chochma. Afal pi shetovin v'teida kol hanizkar la'el. Lo toma ma yiyya od l'lmod. Ela shetova od chofma b'libecha, ma shalo v'isa v'lo shamata me'olam. V'das, u'men hadas sheteida so chofma yinam l'nafshecha. So this is an idea that we encountered, I think, back in Pasuk Vav also, that the upward spiral of Talmud Torah is not only that a person first is zocha to some chokhma, and then the Bina follows, etc. But as a person grows, so then there's another cycle of the Chochma Bina, that even the most basic Chochma, that the person now realizes, it's not just that there's even more Bina, and there's even more Das in the Chochma that I've learned. No, there's so much more chokhmah to be had. Again, we gave the mashal of that a person initially learns chumash when he's a child. So it's chokhmah. He learns the psukim. Then when a person comes back and learns chumash again, knowing more, being intellectually more mature, being spiritually more receptive. So it's not just that there's more bina, there's more das, etc. There's just simply more chokhmah. And that's what the Gaon is describing again here, that even when the cycle l'chora completes itself, when the cycle is finished in the sense of the chokhmah, bina, das, which results in the tovin tzedek u'mishpat u'mesharim kol magal tov, in the application and implementation. So don't think that I'm finished. No, now there's time for another cycle to begin. Afal pi shetovin v'teida kol haniska la'el lo toma ma yiyya od lomod elo shetovo od chokhma b'libecha ma shelo v'isa v'lo shamato me'olam. And there's a mesikus, there's a sweetness, there's a pleasantness that a person experiences, that the more of chokhmas haTorah a person has, the more of a sweetness, the more of a pleasantness that the person experiences. The od, an additional pshat, l'chara, kisavu chokhma b'libecha. The process of the outline described in the previous psukim will yield the result that the chokhma, kisavu chokhma b'libecha, so according to this havana in the Gaon, it doesn't mean additional chokhma, but what it means is that same chokhma will be secured. I guess the mashal is, you know, that first the person maybe acquires $100, and then he's able to put the $100 in a vault in the bank. So he's secured that $100. So on this line of interpretation, we're not talking about additional chokhmah, but we're rather talking about the the securing and the perpetuating of the chachma. Ba'od ki sabu chachma b'libecha kol ma'od zos yeh l'cha shetova ha'chachma shalimadata b'libecha. It's going to be, it's going to register on your mind, on your heart. Well, sishka chosa. V'das the nafshecha yinam. Koma v'ayidei zeh sheteida ha'kov lo tishkach yinam the nafshecha. And that will, again, produce this pleasantness, this sweetness. So there are two ideas, I think, here in the Gaon. Number one, just the etzem fact that the person is able, is zocha, to retain that which he learns is obviously an incredible and a source of incredible ne'imus. But kimedumeh, that the Gaon here is alluding to something else as well. That when a person remembers, it also facilitates something else in that ayidei zeh sheteda hakol. When a person remembers, so then there's a cumulative buildup of what he learns. And the understanding of Torah that a person has becomes greater and deeper, and therefore there's more of a ne'imus associated with it, the more panoramic a person's view and grasp of Torah is. The Hainu, Torah, obviously on the one hand, every pasuk, every mishnah, every sugya has to be learned independently, in its own context. But meidach gisa, there's certainly a holistic dimension and an understanding which results from having a panoramic view that a person can't glimpse just within one particular sugya. And Yitochin, that's what the Gaon is also referring to, Adizeh Sheteda Hakol V'lo Tishkach Yinam L'Nafshecha. So again, A, it's the etzem fact of L'man Lo Nigal L'Rik V'lo Neder L'Vehola, that the person retains what his Amola and Yigiyah produced. And B, that allows it to combine and let him glimpse Torah also on its holistic domain, that dimension. Okay, we'll stop here. So we'll continue at 12:30. Just 1 second. Sorry, just 1 second. Maybe we'll begin with the bottom Mishnah on Kuf Yud Daled. The bottom Mishnah, B'nei Neder Etz Hashem, on Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. Okay, Rosh, I have a good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, Be'ezus Hashem.